Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Happy Friday, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 6:08. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Heck no. Bang it hard. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you the weekend. Welcome to it. Friday state of mind in full force, whether Friday's your beginning of your weekend or not. It's a state of mind. You got to pump it up, brother. Yeah. Hey, the this whole thing in Minneapolis, it is. I told you there's many tentacles to it. I mean, I didn't have to tell you that. Everybody knew. There's going to be a lot of different angles and this and that. One of the interesting things is, like, okay, we've identified the woman, Renee Nicole Good, 37. Just a nice, you know, father from Maryland. Oh, wait. Oh, wait, that was someone else.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, Bob, though, they tell us every time that she's a citizen.
Well, she is.
I know, but do you have to say that every time? Seriously? We know. She's a white chick in an SUV. We get that.
White chick in an SUV.
Yeah,
wow.
She's a citizen.
Wow. Rest in peace. I think that all, you know, human life should be respected, Greg, and you of all people should know that. My goodness.
Let's get deep.
Let me tell you something.
Talk to me, Bob. Straighten me out here.
Let's dig into who this woman really is. According to Rex Hupke.
Yeah.
Op-ed for USA Today.
Okay.
He said, I watched the video of a mother being gunned down in her car by federal agents on a residential Minneapolis street and was told by my government to believe she was a domestic terrorist. Her name was Renee Nicole Good, and she was not in any way a domestic terrorist. According to the Associated Press, Good had three children, was a devout Christian, and her ex-husband had never known her to participate in a protest of any kind.
But apparently her new lesbian partner invited her to this one.
And didn't she also protest their marriage? When you file for divorce, you're protesting the marriage.
Hadn't thought about it that way.
She was involved in a protest, right?
Yeah.
She was a 37-year-old mom born in Colorado. Right?
Okay.
He was born in the summer of her 37th year in a place. All right. Listen, she was born in Colorado, a poet, a daughter, a citizen, keeping watch over our government's actions. So basically, she's a patriot.
Right.
With a glove compartment overflowing with stuffed animals, fuzzy, furry, lovable animals.
Something's overflowing.
What's wrong with you people? She was, as her mother told the Minneapolis Star Tribune, one of the kindest people I've ever known. And the jackbooted thugs gunned her down in broad daylight.
That's one perspective.
This writer, Rex, goes on to see to say, I watched the video of the January 7th incident, saw Good's obvious attempt to leave a chaotic scene involving ICE.
No, wait a minute. She wasn't just happened to be driving by, got caught up in a chaotic scene, and
wait
was
a second.
Trying to get away.
Don't run the story, Greg.
That's just my view.
We don't need the truth yet.
Oh,
we're painting a profile.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That comes from leftist propaganda.
Oh, then I withdraw the comments, Your Honor.
Okay, for now.
For now.
Temporarily.
I will hold them until later when they are needed.
Yeah. So anyway, she was just attempting to leave a chaotic scene involving ICE and heard the sound of an agent's gun firing and saw no reason for it. I read an evaluation of the video by an expert on police use of force quoted in the New York Times. Uh-huh. Jeffrey Alpert of University of South Carolina said, the way you evaluate this is you look to see what's the imminent threat to life. And there's none. She's leaving. I love how an expert on police use of force, quoted in the New York Times, is somebody from a university, an academic, who's never actually worked in a law enforcement position.
But that's usually who we get opinions from in the academia.
Yeah.
Who haven't actually done anything.
If that agent kept his gun holstered, nothing bad was going to happen. Nothing bad was going to happen. Do you know that for sure? How do you know that? Now, I got a call yesterday from somebody who said, I almost got run over by, somebody. I was trying to stop them leaving a parking lot, and they almost ran me over, but I was able to get out of the way. I think, maybe that cop could have just gotten out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, if you're inside your house and somebody's about to smash your door down, you can get out of the way. You can run out the back door and run away. But you also have the ability to stand your ground and to defend yourself when you see an imminent threat coming. But yeah, everybody could just run away.
Yeah, but you're also not a federal officer doing your job to maintain a situation that's why you're there. You're not there to run away.
You mean like you might be able to jump out of the way? Possibly. You don't know for sure, but you might.
Uh-huh.
Just to watch maybe one of your colleagues or an innocent civilian get run over by the vehicle.
Yeah.
So we go on. Yeah, if that agent had just holstered his gun, nothing bad was going to happen. Three children would still have their mother. A mother would still have her daughter. A family wouldn't be mourning, and the world would have continued to be a better place with good in it. But I was told by the Trump administration that she was going to kill people, that her vehicle was a weapon, and that she was likely trained by some nefarious others. I knew it was all BS because I have eyes. Because I watched different videos of the shooting and saw what actually happened and felt my stomach clench and anger well up in my throat, knowing that the government, my government, our government, was lying shamelessly to the American people. A federal agent shot and killed a woman on a street in America. When the president, his head of Homeland Security, and assorted members of his increasingly soulless political party didn't have the basic human decency to muster a gram of empathy. No empathy for this lost life. You mean the kind of empathy that the Biden administration, the left, the leftist media, and all lefties, probably even including you, Rex, the kind of empathy that you showed to the people that lost 100,000 relatives a year from fentanyl, mostly due to open borders? Was there empathy there, or was there a denial? There was an issue because it would point right back to the open borders that were open on purpose by the Biden administration. Was there any empathy there? Not just for one person, but for over 100,000 people a year for 4 years straight. Any empathy at all from the media? No, most of the media, other than Fox News and a couple others, never would even cover the border issue, let alone the fentanyl issue related to it.
Well,
so you want empathy?
Toss in all the Americans who've been struck by illegal drunk drivers in our country.
Raped? Mm-hmm. Murdered?
Yep.
I mean, bona fide factual cases.
Yes.
Of people that crossed the border, killed, raped, maimed, stole through various means that weren't even supposed to be here. Now, coming up, exclusive information from the New York Post about this woman, Renee Nicole Good, that perhaps Rex, the opinion piece writer for the USA Today, might want to take a look at, and perhaps his next column will be shaded slightly differently.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm sure it's coming any day now.
Sure.
But hang on. I've got some new information for you, and that's next on 97.3 The Sky.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
You like happy endings? So do I. I have a good happy ending for the radio saga that I've experienced, and I'll tell you about it coming up.
Oh, you mean your radio saga, not like the radio people are listening to?
No. No, there's nothing I can do about the kooky business. If they had to listen to me years ago, it'd be a different story. But anyway, that's why I'm in Market 83, me and my big mouth. It is 6:22 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And I hate these stories that go on and on and on. Minneapolis, what went down there. The media wants to drag this thing out. The people like to drag it out. Mm-hmm. And everybody has their say and their opinion, and generally little of it changes. But at least take in all the information before taking, especially a strong stand where you're willing to print your words on a nationally publicized venue like USA Today, where Rex Hupke, I just shared with you parts of his column that is in today's edition. And it basically, I'll just give you one of the lines as he paints a picture of this just most wonderful woman, this Renee Nicole Good. I mean, for crying out loud, she had children, a devout Christian. Mm-hmm. Even her ex husband had nothing but nice things to say about her. And are you ready for this? She had a glove box in her vehicle that was overflowing with stuffed animals. Now, how can a person like that ever do anything that would go against, I don't know, the rule of law, or put herself in such a situation as to get shot and killed by a law enforcement officer? It just seems really hard to understand. But now, more information has been uncovered. An exclusive from the New York Post. Dateline, of course, Minneapolis. Renee Nicole Good, the mom who was killed by a federal agent after veering her car toward him, was an anti-ICE warrior and was part of a group of activists who worked to document and resist the federal immigration crackdown in Minnesota. Good, who moved to the city last year, linked up with the anti-ICE activists through her six-year-old son's woke charter school, which boasts that it puts social justice first and prioritizes involving kids in political and social activism. Wow. She was a warrior. She died doing what was right. So says a mother named Lisa, whose child attends the same school. She told the Post at a growing vigil where Good was killed Wednesday. I know she was doing the right thing. I watched the video plenty of times, but I also know in my heart the woman she was doing everything right. Well, Good and her wife now, Rebecca, 40, were raising the boy together in the mostly working-class, activist-heavy neighborhood of South Minneapolis, which features tree-lined streets and a large number of homes with windows decked out in LGBTQ plus flags or signs depicting George Floyd.
Uh-huh.
Just as many others did in the lefty enclave, Good sent her son to Southside Family Charter School, a K-5 academy opened in 1972, which has, from its inception, been unabashedly dedicated to social justice education. It was through her involvement in the school community that Good became involved in Ice Watch, a loose coalition of activists dedicated to disrupting ICE raids in the sanctuary city. From my understanding, she was involved in social justice. We're a tight-knit community, and a lot of the parents are activists, according to former Southside gym teacher Rashad Rich, who resigned from the school last month. He said the current event topics like the killing of George Floyd were regular parts of the curriculum, and that last month students took a field trip to where they learned about Aboriginal issues, a reference to the indigenous people of faraway Australia. Similar coalitions to Ice Watch have cropped up over the country, activists using phone apps, whistles, car horns to warn neighborhoods when ice shows up. Ice Watch and adjacent groups can also turn confrontational. No. With numerous instances of activists ramming agents with their cars in the past. You know, one of the agents that did have a bad time was the agent in question here who shot Miss Good.
Yes.
He was dragged by a vehicle while doing his job not that long ago. Received stitches and other medical care. Probably a pretty harrowing experience, I would imagine.
I'm sure.
So, I don't know what kind of stuffed animals that she had in her glove box, but make no mistake about it. This was a person who was an activist.
An agenda.
She wasn't in the wrong neighborhood at the wrong time. She didn't have difficulty making a three-point turn.
She found herself just dropping her child off, Bob, in a terrible situation.
Yeah. So, before you draw too many conclusions, and I'm talking to those on the left, you might want to at least absorb some of the facts. I mean, just a wee bit, as my mom would say. Just a wee bit. Happy Friday. It is 6:28. Coming up, I'll tell you about the continuing radio saga that I went through. And I'll shed some light on it and a happy ending. All right, so hang in there. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Well, here we are. A week went by fast, didn't it? Happy Friday, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Craig Cassidy is here. And you never have to miss a minute of the show, and you never should. You simply search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, and there are so many. Whenever it works for you, it's easy. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. You've got several top stories, obviously still focus on Minneapolis, the ice shooting of the 37-year-old woman who, according to the left, you know, this woman is just, you know, basically an angel from heaven. And, you know, so what happened here was absolutely awful. It's awful no matter what. It's tragic no matter what. But apparently new information is coming out, and she was very much involved in anti-ICE activities. So just, you know, make sure that you've got some facts before you, you know, push forward with your own process.
Yeah, if you're actually a, you know, a member of Ice Watch, you're probably not just driving by dropping your kid off of school.
No, and apparently the school is really at the root of a lot of this radicalism, and then parents get together and, you know, instead of playing bridge or bingo or, you know, like a normal thing people get together and do, no, they're on this ice watch thing. That's their that's their pickleball and church all wrapped into into one. And then also Trump canceled what would have been the second wave of attacks versus Venezuela. We'll dig into that a little bit. But first, I want to tell you about my car radio saga. That has been going on. Some people are following it. I did a thing on social media and talked about it on the air several times. And quickly, here's the deal. So got up one day, started my car, and it said, you know, not receiving signal or whatever. There's, you know, the endless circle thing was going on.
Oh, yeah. The swirling wheel of death.
Yeah, tried to get, you know, get through it, get me to my, you know, FM radio. And no, it wasn't to be. It wasn't showing up on the screen. And clearly there was a problem. And so after fiddling with it, looking at all kinds of information, YouTube, all that, I said, okay, well, you know, clearly I can't fix this. I can't clear it. I pulled the battery cable. I reset. I did pull
all the
fuse,
things.
Put the fuse back. I mean, did I turned it on, turned it off. I did everything that I could do. So I took it to a local dealer. It's the vehicle's a Hyundai, so I'll take it to the people that are experts in their vehicle.
Yeah.
And some of the folks were helpful, trying to be helpful. But at the end of the day, you know, they did a, I guess, kind of an overall scan of the vehicle. And we even told them that, well, there's something online about a download and, you know, kind of updating the software.
Cars do that all the time these days.
Yeah. Instead, we were offered a brand new replacement at a cost of, and I'm not exaggerating.
And this is the module that basically has all the operating systems for your radio and nav and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got to plug that in.
$10,000. $10,000. Now, this is a vehicle that is worth approximately $20,000. I paid, I don't know, close to $30,000. It's the top of the line Sonata.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any other bells and whistles they could attach to it.
Yeah.
And I've been quite happy with the vehicle, very much so overall. So I was very disappointed when I got that news because clearly I'm thinking to myself, well, here I am a radio guy, and I am not in a financial position to purchase a radio at that cost. Greg helped me out and said, you know, you could put a boombox in there, which probably would have been one of my solutions.
Uh-huh.
Well, I get in touch with a guy that Greg and I have both known for many years, Omar, over at Sound Depot on Main Street. And we both know he knows what he's doing and has good people working for him.
Yep.
And I said, yeah, if anybody can, because now I'm looking for maybe a workaround. Now I'm looking for, do you have a replacement that's maybe non-Hyundai or non-Bose labeled? I don't care what it is. I just
want a radio that doesn't cost $10,000.
Thank you.
Yes.
So he was quite intrigued by what the whole system could and couldn't do.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he went through a couple of processes and then he started doing some research. And you could tell he dug right into it.
Uh-huh.
And he said, yeah, I think what we need to do is download this program. And then he also was giving me other options. He goes, by the way, I found used radios on eBay that will fit, that will work, that are of the original equipment, but they're used or refurbished.
Sure.
Anywhere from as low, one was as low as $150, up to around $600 or $700.
That's still less than $10,000.
It's a lot less.
A lot less. And I'm no mathematician.
Yeah. And so we had a couple of different avenues we could go down. Well, the download, and I'm not a computer expert, was massive. A massive download. Okay? That you're supposed to download into a thumb drive. Well, you can't. You got to download it all in a computer with that capacity and then compress it onto a thumb drive. I mean, I don't know what information's there. I mean, I think there's more information than NASA collected in its first 50 years.
I'm sure.
So he said, you know, and this went on over a period, because it took half a day for him to be able to just get it on that drive. And he goes, look, we're not going to do this here because this is going to take a while. I want you to go home, plug this drive in, and he showed me what, you know, you push here, push there, and then it'll give you the okay. And then he goes, I don't know how long it's going to take.
Yeah.
Well, I go home and follow his instructions, and I mean, I go in and take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
And even Betsy came in and goes and says, your car's still downloading that thing. I go, yeah, please don't touch anything.
Please, don't help.
So I go out there like an hour and a half later. And it looks like, it appears like, it's done doing its thing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I say a little prayer. Dear Lord, please. I don't deserve this, maybe, but that's I'm great. Asking anyway. Help me. And lo and behold, I turn it on, and it's like, voila. And you could tell that it was a an update because some of the screens and icons and different things are slightly different, a little bit different color, whatever. And I'm going through it, and this works, and the Sirius XM, the satellite worked, which wasn't working previously. And I was ecstatic. I was ecstatic.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, you know, wow, Omar, I owe you big time. What do you like to eat or drink? You know what I mean? And I go, and I know you don't expect it, because that wasn't the deal. He even said when he was doing this, he said, well, plan A is your best plan because it's free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his help was he was offering for free. And he said, no, that's not necessary. But I think he was probably almost as happy as I was to hear the news that it worked.
Now, I texted him and said, Omar, you could have charged him $5,000 and saved him 50%.
See what a friend Greg is?
I'm here
for
it.
You see what's going on here? You see how my life is? Yeah. Yeah.
But isn't that amazing that they literally, instead of trying to do that at the dealer level, we're going to charge you $10,000 for a radio.
And didn't even offer to further research it, or we can look into this, or, hey, let me talk to somebody higher up at Hyundai or whatever. None of that. It's like, if you want that fixed, it's $10,000. You just replace the whole thing.
Amazing.
When literally there was nothing wrong with it other than it needed a software update. Omar is the man.
Oh, yeah.
From Sound Depot.
Yep.
He saved the day and then some.
Yeah.
Because I can't be left alone in a quiet car with my own thoughts.
Mm-mm.
That would not be good. It is 6:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got plenty to talk about on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Six:51 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and no, we don't want to work. You got any? We still got some cookies left over from yesterday, right?
Oh yes,
yeah.
Lisa, the PIO from Alachua County Sheriff's Office, brought us some cookies that she made.
You know, I would like to if she had a plug, if she had a USB plug, I would like plug into her, and steal half of her energy. She'd still have plenty.
Oh yeah,
and I'd be bouncing off the flipping walls, man.
I don't think we need that though. Really?
Wow, man. No. She's a ball awesome. Of energy, man.
She is. She's great.
Yeah.
A lot of folks would know her. Because they used to see her on when she did. She was an anchor.
Channel 20. Yeah.
Yeah. She was a news anchor. That's. But she's the PIO for the popo over there,
and a pretty nice human being.
Oh, she's awesome. She's good people.
And. Absolutely agree. So yeah,
that makes good cookies.
Now I have an appetite for this, and they're not. Paleo.
Paleo, yeah.
So it's not that they're old from the dinosaur age. Right. They're not like leftovers. No, paleo, I guess, refers to a mostly meat eating thing. I don't think it's as hardcore as this carnivore thing. Have you heard of that? That's like a. I don't know if it's more still catching on, but it was a big, really a big deal. I think maybe about a year ago.
Yeah.
You can get different opinions on that.
I just know they're chocolate and they taste good.
And the more you chew on them, it's like more chocolate is like released.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the first bite, I'm like, okay, well, that's good. Oh. It was awesome.
Yes. So, yeah. I totally agree with that. What do we got? You know, let's check into something going on here locally. Let's see. Alachua County... looking for money. Get out of here.
What? Can't trust him with any money.
No, this could be a good thing. Alachua County's legislative delegation. You know, they got things fired up there in Tallahassee. Back to work.
Yeah.
You know, it's a part-time thing. I don't know if people realize that. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the pay, these Florida state representatives and senators, if they're in Tallahassee, they're not doing it to get rich.
No.
It pays very,
salary.
Very little. It's like, literally, it's like 30-something thousand. I don't know if they get a stipend for gas and stuff, but it's not.
Mm-mm.
They're not doing it for the money.
No.
But anyway, so a delegation's there, and the deal is trying to approve a $110 billion state budget. That's what they have to do. In Tallahassee. Now, the legislative delegation here from Alachua County requested $140 million for 40 projects, with really the main beneficiary being the University of Florida and UF-related initiatives.
Well, they need the money, Bob.
I know.
I'm not being cruel, just somewhat sarcastic.
No, it's look. You know, I love UF, and yes. You know, all three of my children graduated from there, got a great education there. I feel like it is by standards as high. It's like in the top 10 in almost any area, certainly top 20 compared to even the best private right. schools.
Yep.
And it's very reasonable. I mean, it is absolutely the best value in college education. Period, dollar mm-hmm. for dollar, the best.
Yep.
And I'm happy they're able to maintain that. But they do have, like many other big universities, billions of dollars in endowments. So, yes, we want to have a mutually beneficial partnership, but just don't
You can't play the poor mouth thing.
Exactly.
You can't play that game.
Exactly.
But it's like when you've got that friend that you know makes, and he's like whining about something, and you're like, really, dude? Really? Just saying.
Yeah. Let's see if we can break down some of these things. Oh, 1.2 million to work on Noonan's Lake. Hydrologic uh-huh. restoration. Okay. It can't be hydraulic.
Right.
Because you don't want to pour hydraulic fluid into Noonan's Lake.
Then they would need money to clean that up.
There's something to do with hydrology.
Well, it's water.
I think it's plant life within.
Well, hydro is water, though. I'm just saying. Yeah, that part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Logical.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so improve the water quality, basically, using a combination of stream, wetland, and floodplain restoration.
Oh.
Yeah. It is. It does seem to be a bit of an underutilized body of water that's rather large.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's utilized by a lot of gators.
And we're not talking about alumni.
New.
No.
No.
We're talking about the actual real
They place. Love that place.
They do. And they have done very well there because mm-hmm. their families have grown and grown and grown. Mm-hmm. And don't get near the great-great-grandpappy. He's about 18 foot.
Big boy.
About 1,400 pounds. And there's more like him. Anyway, let's see. Celebration Point Sports Center. They're going to upgrade, basically, do an upgrade there. That'll cost $500,000. And that'll buy a portable collegiate-level court floor system.
Ooh.
And an integrated sound system and a portable bleacher seating.
Okay.
No way! Four-lane widening and design for State Road 24, that's Archer Road. You know how it bottlenecks as you're heading out of Alachua County toward Gilchrist County? Wow! I'm amazed. $2.7 million.
It's probably bike lanes. Sorry. Was that out loud?
And
I'm going to get in trouble.
No, because it might be accurate. We'll have to check for sure. All right, my friends. We've got a lot more coming up. Top story. Trump canceled the second wave of attacks versus Venezuela. Details coming up on 97.3 The Sky.